Three, two, one. Welcome back to Podcast Noor. I am your guide, Noor, and I have a huge announcement to make today. Drum roll, please. The At Your Service team, in production and partnership with iHeartMedia, is launching a new investigative series called SSSS, which stands for See Something, Say Something. And we are digging deep into how the misrepresentation of Muslims in American media has impacted American culture and identity, both Muslim American identity and American identity as a whole. I believe that the United States' biggest export is its story. It's a story that we tell ourselves about ourselves and the story that we tell others about ourselves and everything in between. And we know that, especially right now, 20 years after September 11th, 2001, that there have been a lot of stories that have been presented to us around the war on terror, which is a war that has been waged against a feeling, terror, and the surrounding events and what this war has actually led to and what the stories around the war and everything that happened before it and until now have really contributed to. And we know this as Muslim Americans, how harmful it's been not only to our identities personally, but to our communities. It has had a fatal toll on our actual communities. And I know for people who aren't Muslim, who are familiar with these stories, that you have had your own internal struggles with what this aspect of the American community is, who they are, and why we have stories that are told a very specific way. I know when years ago, actually it was 2015, my childhood best friend's mother had posted something incredibly Islamophobic on her Facebook page. And when I messaged her about it and I confronted her because of how deeply hurt I was, her first response was, after apologizing, that she blamed the media for showing her images and stories that defined our community when we were the Muslims that she actually knew in person. And there are so many layers to this story and an investigation, and we're going to be presenting all of those to you. And the reason I'm sharing some of the more personal side is because I would love so much if you could share some of the personal side of how this story has impacted you, how the misrepresentation of Muslims in our media has directly impacted you. Are you someone who has struggled with their identity? Are you Muslim American who struggled with their identity as well? Are you someone who's formed opinions about Muslims based on what you've seen in the media? Are you an educator who has had conversations around how you're going to teach the faith in school? I know that the high school that I went to in Southern Maryland, there was a group of parents who were petitioning against teaching Islam in the world religions class because they were so afraid. And what I know to be true is that we are afraid of the things we do not understand. And this isn't a project where I'm going to be presenting to you our faith on our sleeves so that you can all understand it. That's not what this is about. It's about us understanding where our stories have come from, the stories we are choosing to tell ourselves, the ones we want to disregard, the ones we want to critique and investigate, and actually take a critical lens at looking at the role that stories have played in our American identity. I am so open to this journey, and it has to be this way because I know that there is no one specific answer that's going to arise from all of this. We are going to be reading every single email that you send. There's a poll that we would love for you to take. And if you could share this message far and wide so that we can collect as much information as we possibly can, because this investigation is going to be led by you, by your voices, experiences, and stories. Maybe there's a document, something that was circulated in your newsroom when you were working there about how to cover Muslims or how to cover, quote, terrorism. And we want to hear from all of you about all of it. If you feel, if this resonates to you at all, reach out. We are listening. We are here to be of service. We have seen something, and now we are saying something.